Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, my travel friend. If you're considering becoming a digital nomad like me, this is going to be a practical episode to hear the initial steps you need to take to get started with the transition. But if you haven't listened to episode 18 yet, start there and then come back to me. It's a big decision to become a digital nomad, and that's where you'll want to start. Making a major life change is no small feat, especially when you have 3 to 5 decades worth of things to condense. This is a process generally reserved for the retirement years when you downsize your home, but it's really different in the middle years because, to be honest, most people who become digital nomads have that backup plan in their mind of coming back home. So the idea of purging things can be a little intimidating, but I've got you covered with a few different options and things to consider. Starting with the first big decision of transitioning out of your current living situation. I'm going to break this down for both homeowners and renters. If you own your home, you have several opportunities here. Number one, you can keep it as a home base if you can afford the travel expenses and maintain your homeowner expenses. Number two, you can keep it and rent it out either for a long-term lease or on Airbnb. Airbnb is a nice option because it allows you to keep most of your current furniture in place as long as it's suitable and appealing for guests. The other consideration for Airbnb is having someone available to address any on-site issues and a cleaning service for turnover of guests. You can always outsource this to someone who does arbitrage or someone local to be a property manager. Long-term tenants may not want your things in the house, so you'll need to make that either a furnished or unfurnished decision. The other thing with long-term tenants is that you'll still have to get rid of all your personal items, even if you keep the furniture. I'll share some options for that coming up. Having someone on call for maintenance issues is also necessary, which again, this is something you can outsource. Consider what is most cost-effective and convenient for keeping your home or selling it. I've created a Google Doc to help you plug in the numbers to help you get a realistic look at the opportunity cost of keeping your home versus selling it. I've linked that in the show notes for you. Now, if you're renting your home, you still have a few options. Number one, you can wait until your lease is up, sell off or store your things, and just go. That makes it pretty easy. Number two, in the States, almost every rental property has a year-long lease, but you may have the option to go month to month for a higher rent. Timing is everything, and to make sure you give yourself enough time without having to wait an entire year, it may be worth paying extra for just a few more months. And then again, you can just sell all your things, store it, and then just go. And then number three, see if there's the option in your lease for subleasing if you decide you're ready to go but still have time on your lease. Of course, you'll still need to find someone to sublease it, but it's an option. You can also just review your lease to see the penalty for early termination. You may just be able to pay a fee and go. Now let's chat about what to do with all of your decades worth of things. Sell it, store it, Obviously, you'll want to consider your long-term plans. Do you want to be a digital nomad indefinitely? Is this a 3 to 5 year plan? And if you do decide to come back home, what is most important for you to be able to come back to? Once I made the decision to become a digital nomad, I had only 2 months before my lease was up. When you're working full-time and running a business and traveling for work, it doesn't give you a lot of time to figure all this out, but I was determined. In my situation, I started my digital nomad life in the US because I was still in my corporate job. My plan was to live in hotels and Airbnbs all over New England, which was my territory for work, until I was ready to leave my 9-to-5 life. So this meant I would be moving from place to place in my car. So if it didn't fit in my car, it wasn't coming with me. I made a list of the things that were most important for me, which boiled down to my clothes, a lot of photo albums, because yeah, we're old AF and most of my life happened pre-digital era. And I had some memorabilia from my childhood, my son's childhood, some kitchen items, and holiday decorations that were really meaningful. My son had a few boxes of things that he wanted to keep as well. I was able to store most of these things for a time in my sister's basement, but everything else had to go. I started mass selling everything on Facebook Marketplace, neighborhood online garage sales, and by having an actual garage sale. It was crazy to me what people would buy. I was living in a 3-bedroom, 3-bath home, so it was a lot of stuff. But I was able to sell most of the things. I donated a few things and tossed out the rest. It was a lot of posting, replying to messages, negotiating prices, but I made it work. A few quick tips that made it a little easier. I bought all disposable plates, bowls, cutlery, and cooking supplies so I could pack up all of my kitchen. I purchased a blow-up mattress so I could sell my bed. And I made it feel exciting with the mindset of, if I come back, I get to buy all new things and have a fresh start. My sister only lived 20 minutes away from me, so it was most practical to change my home address to hers. I officially updated my mailing address to her house so I could start receiving mail there. At the time, I really wasn't sure how long I would be in the States. If you don't have someone's address to use, you can always get a P.O. box and/or a virtual mailbox. There are services that will actually open and scan your mail for you to view and store it until you're ready to pick it up or shred it. The last thing I'll cover today was getting rid of my car and moving into storage. When it was time for me to leave my 9-to-5 a year after being a digital nomad in the States, the last big thing I had to get rid of was my car. If you're feeling a bit apprehensive of selling your car, you can store it, but you have to weigh the cost of that versus the time you plan to travel. You'll also want to talk to your insurance company to minimize your payment. And if you're in a state that requires annual inspection, you'll have to account for that too. If you have a parent or close friend who's willing to store it for you, that's certainly a nice option to have your car when you come home. I waited until 5 days before I was leaving to sell my car. I sold it on Carvana, got a great price, and they picked it up from my sister's house. It was super convenient. I did also have to eventually move my things to a storage unit. I opted to pay for a temperature-controlled unit with Metro Storage. I stop in twice a year to change out my clothes and shoes for wherever I'll be traveling for the next 6 months, and I like being able to do all of this from inside rather than an outside unit, and it keeps all my photos and items safe from any weather concerns. So those are a few practical things you'll need to consider to actually start making the transition from your current home life to digital nomad life. If you found this conversation helpful, make sure you've tapped follow or subscribe because I've got a lot more to share about transitioning into digital nomad life in upcoming episodes. And don't forget to download that Google Doc to help you financially plan for your transition. Until next time, my friend, remember, home is where your heart is, And if your heart is calling for adventure, then it's time to leave the things behind. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.